Basically, the SADC heads of state and government decided at their 32nd summit in Maputo in August that they are going to negotiate a completely new protocol on the SADC tribunal. And in essence, the new protocol will be to the effect that the SADC tribunal will be an interstate court only, and individuals won't be able to have access to the court. Previously, the discussions that were going on were basically to determine a few issues that did not mean that members of the public would not have access to the tribunal. The main issue of contention was the human rights mandate of the tribunal at that point in time. And that is what the SADC heads of state and government were against. Their position was that the SADC tribunal should not have a human rights mandate at this point in time, but negotiations were going on or were ongoing to make sure that in future there was going to be a separate protocol that was going to deal with human rights issues. It was only after that that the SADC tribunal could have been allowed to deal with human rights issues. But then all that was scattered at the summit in August in Maputo, and the SADC heads of state and government decided that the SADC tribunal should actually be just an interstate court, and its mandate should be limited to the interpretation of the SADC treaty and the protocols that have been negotiated at SADC regional level. So that is what the position is like at this point in time.
So what do you want the African court to do?
The negotiations that are currently taking place were necessitated by the suspension of the SADC tribunal in the first place in August 2010. And after the suspension of the SADC tribunal in 2010, it was suspended so that the SADC countries could negotiate a new protocol on the tribunal. And that is basically what it was supposed to be done all this time. But again, even that suspension in 2010, we are of the view that the SADC heads of state and government or the SADC summit did not have the powers to suspend the tribunal. So basically what we are requesting the African court to do is to interpret the various provisions in the SADC treaty and the initial SADC protocol to determine whether or not the SADC heads of state and government had the powers to suspend the SADC tribunal, and also the various initiatives that they are currently engaged in through the SADC ministers of justice, just to see if those initiatives are actually legal, considering the various protocols that we have in the region governing the operations of the SADC tribunal.
I understand that this is a landmark legal request. So has the African court, has it got the power to resurrect the tribunal?
We are not asking the African court to resurrect the tribunal. Basically, what we are requesting is for them to give us an opinion on the legality of the actions that have been taken by the SADC heads of state and government. We are of the view that after that opinion has been rendered, we will then have direction as to how we are supposed to proceed as a region as far as the SADC tribunal is concerned.
And what if the African court is to say the suspension was illegal? So what is the next step?
The next step, we hope, is that we'll then be able to re-engage with the SADC leaders so that at the end of the day, we can have the tribunal reopened and we can have its mandate reinstated. Basically, that is what we are hoping for.
And what if the African court says it doesn't see anything wrong with the suspension? Then what?
Then we'll accept that point of view, and hopefully the SADC leaders will be able to come up with an institution that they think in their views would be able to best serve the citizens of the region.